Narrated Al-Bara, may Allah be pleased with him. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, sent Abdullah bin Atiq and Abdullah bin Utba with a group of men to Abu Rafi' to kill him. They proceeded till they approached his castle, whereupon Abdullah bin Atiq said to them, "Wait here, and in the meantime I will go and see." Abdullah said later on, "I played a trick in order to enter the castle. By chance, they lost a donkey of theirs and came out carrying a flaming light to search for it. I was afraid that they would recognize me, so I covered my head and legs and pretended to answer the call of nature. The gatekeeper called, 'Whoever wants to come in should come in before I close the gate.' So I went in and hid myself in a stall of a donkey near the gate of the castle. They took their supper with Abu Rafi' and had a chat till late at night. Then they went back to their homes. When the voices vanished and I no longer detected any movement, I came out. I had seen where the gatekeeper had kept the keys of the castle in a hole in the wall. I took it and unlocked the gate of the castle, saying to myself, 'If these people should notice me, I will run away easily.' Then I locked all the doors of their houses from outside while they were inside and ascended to Abu Rafi' by a staircase. I saw the house in complete darkness with its light off, and I could not know where the man was. So I called, 'O Abu Rafi'.' He replied, 'Who is it?' I proceeded towards the voice and hit him. He cried loudly, but my blow was futile. Then I came to him, pretending to help him, saying with a different tone of my voice, 'What is wrong with you, O Abu Rafi'?' He said, 'Are you not surprised? Woe on your mother! A man has come to me and hit me with a sword.' So again I aimed at him and hit him, but the blow proved futile again. And on that, Abu Rafi' cried loudly, and his wife got up. I came again and changed my voice as if I were a helper, and found Abu Rafi' lying straight on his back. So I drove the sword into his belly and bent on it till I heard the sound of a bone break. Then I came out, filled my astonishment, and went to the staircase to descend, but I fell down from it and got my leg dislocated. I bandaged it and went to my companions limping. I said to them, 'Go and tell Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, of this good news. But I will not leave this place till I hear the news of his, that is Abu Rafi', death.' When dawn broke, an announcer climbed over the wall and announced, 'I convey to you the news of the death of Abu Rafi'. I got up and proceeded without feeling any pain till I caught up with my companions before they reached the Prophet, peace be upon him, to whom I conveyed the good news." Chapter on the Ghazwa of Uhud. Footnote: Uhud is a well-known mountain in Al-Madinah, where the battle took place in the month of Shawwal in the third year of Hijrah between Muslims and Quraysh Mushrikun. And the statement of Allah, "And remember when you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, left your household in the morning to post the believers at their stations for battle of Uhud. And Allah is all-hearer, all-knower." Quran, chapter 3, verse 121. Also the statement of Allah, "So do not become weak against your enemy, nor be sad, and you will be superior in victory if you are indeed true believers. If a wound and killing has touched you, be sure a similar wound and killing has touched the others. And so are the days, good and not so good. We give to men by turns that Allah may test those who believe, and that He may make martyrs from among you. And Allah likes not the zalimun, wrongdoers, polytheists, and that Allah may test or purify the believers from sins and destroy the disbelievers. Do you think that you will enter paradise before Allah tests those of you who fought in His cause, and also tests those who are as-sabirin, the patient? You did indeed wish for death, as-shahada, martyrdom, before you met it. Now you have seen it openly with your own eyes." Quran, chapter 3, verse 139-143. And his statement, "And Allah did indeed fulfill His promise to you when you were killing them, your enemy, till the end of the verse. And Allah is most gracious to the believers." Quran, chapter 3, verse 152. And his statement, Think not of those as dead who are killed in the way of Allah. Quran, chapter 3, verse 169.